Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are there ever days where you would just like to hit the reset button on life? Some of you may not know what the reset button is. For people like me and probably many of you out there, you know what the reset button is. It's when you're playing a video game and you're just doing so horribly and you've lost so many, let's say you've lost so much of your stuff you need that it's easier to start over than it is to try to fix things from where you are. So you hit the reset button. Well, our lesson from Micah chapter 5 is kind of about God calling on Israel to hit the reset button. There's something about going back to one's roots that can help you reestablish your identity. Sometimes in this life, we lose our way incrementally. In other words, one step at a time until we barely notice what's going on until we see that we're lost in the middle of the woods. And what can we do then? Well, probably the best answer is to try to retrace our steps, to try to go back until we can find some familiar landmarks. We certainly can get lost in this life. We have plans, we have well-laid-out strategies, and we have values, principles, priorities. We have a sense of who we are and who we want to be. But then, life happens. Sometimes we stay on track for a while, and it barely seems to take any effort. But often we get off track because, well, life happens, and things pull us this way and then that way. Unfortunately, we sometimes wonder how it is that we've gotten so far off course. Certainly can happen in our spiritual lives, too. We all got a great start in baptism, and we or our parents announced that we were set on the track to follow Christ. Perhaps we go to Sunday school, confirmation, to remind us of the path and the protection that God gives to us. Every Sunday, we have the opportunity to be forgiven of our sins and leave with God's blessing. Yet sometimes it takes us less than a week, less than a day, less than an hour after being in God's presence to lose our way. Something or someone upsets us, and all of a sudden we lose our cool, our resolve, and we start to slip. We resort not to get so lost, for instance, in this busy time of year, in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, and instead to focus more on the things that matter this year. But again, we find ourselves stressing out about stuff that is just not worth the stress. How do we get so lost? And how do we get back on track? Some days, we just want to hit the reset buttons. Well, this certainly has happened in the history of the church. One example is when the time of Martin Luther, when the Roman Catholic Church of that time was holding the Word of God captive and the people of God captive, putting chains on the gospel. It can happen to us as well. Sometimes we major in minors. In other words, we don't let the main thing be the main thing. We get distracted by things that aren't nearly as important as what God has called us to do primarily. Or sometimes we say the right thing, but we say it at the wrong time. We try to make people feel better about their actions when what we should do is encourage them and help them to repent and look for their Savior. Or we call down judgment when it's really time to offer the unchanging peace and the free grace of God. Israel in Micah's day was way off track and getting further and further away by the minute. They were losing their roots. The kings of Israel, which were originally established by God and started off pretty good with King Saul for a little while anyway, and then King David, and then the apex, King Solomon. But after that, things started going downhill fast. The kings of Israel were following other gods, marrying suspect women, and generally ignoring Yahweh and the instructions that he had given them. They had sold out, chasing prosperity and pleasure instead of standing steadfast in God's promises and abiding by his word and promises. The answer that Micah gave to the misguided people of Israel was, get back to your roots, repent, and return to the God of Israel. You know, the one who brought you out of slavery in Egypt and delivered you through the wilderness into the promised land where you live and what you call now your home. But the good news is Micah did more than just exhort the people to get back to their roots. He promised that he was going to help them. He was going to send someone who would bring them back to their roots. The king will return, the ruler, as Micah says, and he will be from the royal line of David and from the city of David. In fact, this ruler, this judge, will be of even more ancient origins than David himself. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Furthermore, Micah promises that this king will do what all the kings since David have failed so epically to do. He shall reunite the people of Israel. When she who is in labor has given birth, then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. You see, Israel was a divorced family at this time. The 10 northern tribes and the 2 southern tribes had split off, and ever since King David's son Solomon's death, they had not been reunited. But Micah promises that this ruler will reunite and reconcile the family of Israel. In fact, it won't just stop with Israel's internal divorce, but God will reconcile Israel with the rest of the world. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Now, I think it's kind of a little bit difficult for Americans to fully understand this concept, the full depth and hope and promise that God was giving to his people. But if you've ever been frustrated with America's government or with, for instance, the current crop of politicians running for government, then you can maybe start to sympathize just a bit with Israel's dire hope for a king who is going to actually come in and fix a broken state. God was doing a system restore, going back to the time when Israel had it more together, back to the best time of Israel's history. Sometimes we, like the nation of Israel, need God to hit the reset button on our lives. We need to get back to our roots, to remember who we are and whose we are. And we have to go back to the beginning. And where did it begin for us? Well, at birth, of course. You can't go any further back than that. And our birth into God's family, specifically our baptism. We return to our roots, to our baptism, by remembering what baptism was all about in the first place, that we are connected, that we are baptized into Jesus, into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that we are baptized into a baptism of repentance, like just like John preached and just as Jesus and his disciples would preach and apply. God has made us his own, and he has taught us the way of repentance. And that's who you and I are, God's children, and called to live no longer for the glory of ourselves, but to repent of our sins and to instead live to the glory of God. You see, at this time of year, it's especially worthwhile to remember that God is bringing us into his story. See, the Christmas story is not just something that we observe, but it's part of our story, the story of God's people. Because this baby boy is, in fact, our Redeemer, the one who has bought us back from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We have to return to our roots, the root of Jesse, Christ our King. And in him, we are restored. And that God has promised that whenever we turn back to him, he will hit the reset button on our lives, and we can start over in Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.